two faded masters of popular music found themselves in trouble in California today. In Santa Barbara, singer Michael Jackson surrendered to police on multiple counts of child molestation. In Los Angeles, record producer Phil Spector has been charged with murder. But for the timing, the cases are completely unrelated. Both men were at one time creators of best-selling music, and each has a direct connection to a considerably lighter item that we'll get to in just a couple of moments. Spector has been free on bail since February. A 40-year-old woman was found shot to death in his home. Spector maintains that she shot herself. He is best known for his work in the 1950s and 60s when he created a successful formula with a technique dubbed the Wall of Sound. His hits included Da Do Ron Ron and To Know Him Is to Love Him. Jackson made his mark, first singing with his brothers in the Jackson 5, then became a huge pop star in the 1980s with his album Thriller. Police raided his estate this week after allegations of child molestation arose. NPR's Carrie Kahn has been following the Jackson story. Carrie, what happened in Santa Barbara today?
A private jet landed at the Santa Barbara airport about 15 minutes before noon today, and the plane taxied toward a hangar, and the nose of the aircraft slowly rolled into an open doorway, blocking the view of news helicopters that were circling, watching this all. And a short time later, a police car and several other cars left the hangar and traveled the short distance to the Santa Barbara County Jail, and they entered through a back gate. Again, helicopter footage showed Jackson stepping out of the police car with his hands behind his back, apparently in handcuffs.
He has not been formally charged yet, is that correct?
That is correct. There are no formal charges against him. He was served with an arrest warrant alleging multiple counts of child molestation. It's unclear how many counts are covered by the arrest warrant. And while being booked at the jail, Jackson is expected to turn over his passport and post a $3 million bond. A lawyer for the Jackson family has said that the case stems from statements made by a 12-year-old boy that he was molested at Jackson's sprawling ranch in Santa Barbara.
Now, that's what Jackson's lawyer said. Has Jackson himself or spokespersons for Jackson, have they said anything about the arrest?
We've heard a lot from spokespeople. Jackson has not publicly spoken with the press yet. His lawyer, Mark Garagos, did speak with the hordes of reporters in front of the Santa Barbara jail just before 1 o'clock and said that Jackson would be posting bail and that he is ready to face what his attorney said were these outrageous charges against him head on. Garagos said that Jackson characterized the molestation as a big lie. Family members and another Jackson spokesman have criticized the handling of his arrest and this ensuing media circus. They're especially critical of the conduct of the Santa Barbara DA, Tom Snedden, at a press conference yesterday. Snedden made several jovial comments and at least one factual error. He said that a California law had been changed because of similar molestation allegations against Jackson 10 years ago, and in that case, no criminal charges were filed. And Jackson reportedly paid a multi-million-dollar settlement to the victim's family.
The DA said California law can now compel a child to testify. Is that actually the case?
No, that's not true. I spoke with a criminal law expert who was disturbed by that statement. She says victims cannot be compelled to testify. What is new, though, is that a child victim who obtains a civil settlement can no longer refuse to testify.
Thank you, Carrie. NPR's Carrie Kahn.